play him at center initially, or how's that going to go?
Well, I think, you know what, he started at left tackle, he's played right tackle, he's played center, and he's played guard. I would think, Adam, that you try him at center as a backup there, or see if he can play guard. He can probably get you out of a game as a tackle, but his versatility, his athleticism, his smarts, and his toughness are really good qualities to have.
You know, we talk a lot about character stuff with players. Mitch is a guy who seems to have unimpeachable character, and I wonder how much you came across that just in terms of how he's taking care of his brother and other things in his life. I don't know if you got that deep into that.
It's a great story. It shows you that he is a selfless person in terms of the humanitarian side of life. That's a credit to he, his parents, direction. He had a great interview with us in the 60-player meeting. We also had a chance to talk with him in his pro day, and you marveled at his athleticism. But, it's not just Mitch, but all three of these guys here today have incredible, as you talk about the character stuff, these guys are top-notch right here.
You traded up for Conley. What made you want to jump up and grab him?
Well, I thought as you sat and looked at what was going on, what was transpiring, it's probably best to probably react right now and go get a receiver.
What about him stands out?
Size, speed. He's got vertical speed. He can go deep. He really does have some nice feet in terms of running after the catch and making guys avoid. He's got enough size to break the arm tackle. But really what helps is when you're making that transition from the college to the pros, you're throwing this huge playbook. He's really a sharp kid, so he's going to pick the playbook up. He's got the athletic skills to just kind of blend right in. And, I look forward to seeing him.
Does he need to polish his route running?
I think all college kids, when they come in, there's very few of them that are really polished route runners. And they all need work in one different facet of routes or get off the line. And that's what's happened when you have really good coaches like we have. That really helps a lot.
When you look at his numbers, they don't jump off the page. Is that a product of Georgia's offense playing with a guy like Gurley for
could be.
Years?
No, I mean, that's very valid. It could be. That's a very valid point. 18 yards, an average stands out to be a little bit too.
All these guys you've gotten so far seem to be pretty bright. I mean, they seem to be pretty smart guys. Is that something that you look at, that you go after in the draft?
No, I mean, it's part of the component that you sit and you study. But it just so happens it's the way it fell this year. It varies. But I think in case if there is something that there's a red flag that's thrown up, then you go and you research it and you kind of see, maybe he does have a reading problem or something like that. But, all these guys, it just happened that way this year.
Do you see Nelson as a corner as opposed to a safety?
I do. I do.
So now you've drafted two corners.
Yeah.
You have enough there? You feel pretty good about where you guys are there?
So far, so good.
How many bodies you went through at those positions last year?
Yeah, so far, so good.
John, do you, just in general, when you're looking to address cornerback, there's not a whole lot of those guys out there on the market these days. I mean, you have to take that into account when you're drafting these days because, it's hard to find good ones at a reasonable price unless you draft them.
The corners you're talking. In today's football, where the game has actually gotten more outside, you can't have enough good corners on your team. If you could have four or five corners on your team that can play and contribute, you'd like to get as many as you can because that's the way that football has changed a little bit here in the last 5 years.
Nelson's a little shorter than you guys have kind of gone for, but he played outside.
Wait a minute now. He's right above the Mendoza line.
Oh, I'm 5'10". Okay.
He's right above the Mendoza line.
He played outside there. I mean, you feel like he offers upside as a slot?
He can go in and out. Yeah, I have no problem with him going inside.
And we asked you about, we asked Reed about Peter's showdown with Jalen Strong. What about Nelson's showdown with Jalen Strong? What did you see there? And what do you like about the competitiveness there?
I like every time he steps onto the football field, he's ready to play. and he's ready to do anything that you ask him to do, either it be special teams, either it be I mean, he's up for the challenge. He takes great pride in how, you know, how fiercely he plays the game. He's just a really good competitor.
When you look at Conley, do you kind of see like a prototype X receiver for Andy's offense, or is he even –
Let's just wait and see him when he gets here. Let's just see when he gets here.
On tape, though, you can answer that.
No, let's not wait. Let's
okay, let's not wait. He can play. I would think that he's an outside receiver. Okay, that's where he's going to be.
And with Morris, I'm sorry. And with Morris, you know, obviously you feel like he's got starting caliber potential long term at center and guard. Is that kind of what you alluded to?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
You mentioned the Mendoza line a minute ago. What's your Mendoza line at that position?
5'10". What about the arm length? It's 31?
Well, it varies every once in a while.
You mentioned Mitch being potential to back up at center. You know, but, I mean, would you prefer to get a starter, an immediate starter with that second-round pick? Or why? What was so special about Mitch?
I want a good football player. And I think that he was truly one of the last really good football players to come. You know, as the thing started to unfold, you said, okay, we got to go here because, you know, there's really not going to be a quality guy there who has a chance to be a starter. And his versatility makes him so attractive.
And that 500-pound bench.
That's pretty good, too.
You mentioned before the draft that one of the things that allows a guy to have an immediate impact is assimilating the playbook, learning that stuff. And the offensive guys you've drafted so far, you get the sense that they can learn that playbook pretty quickly?
I do. On the offensive side today, I think both of these guys will come and digest it, and just, you know, that'll be a real help for them.
How much, if any, do Conley and Nelson experience they have on special teams, and can David Tobe use these guys?
Absolutely. I think that's a big part of it, too. If you can, you know, play special teams and still contribute at your position, on the offensive or defensive side of the football, that increases your value for sure.
It increased the value you placed on those two guys?
Yeah, you have to factor in special teams too in this thing.
Did you draft Morris to be a starter right away at any of those positions?
Well, no, you know what? We drafted Morris because we thought he was the best prospect there for us right now, and that's what we went with.
What did you think of the inside linebacker run that happened right before your second round pick?
Well, there's different – I mean, those runs happen at different phases there. It's quite interesting.
Did you anticipate that as it came down? Did you kind of see like it might be going that way?
You can kind of see it, but I don't think you can really ever anticipate it happening.
Anything else? John, outside of that third-round trade, were the Chiefs in contention to potentially trade out of other positions or even move up?
Well, we feel a lot of calls today. I mean, both going up and both – you know, going down, you know, and this one happened to work today.
Were those calls coming in, like, piggybacking off of Therese's question during that run on the inside linebackers?
They came, I couldn't even tell you because you start thinking about, I can't actually pinpoint when the calls were coming in here, but I know the phones were ringing constantly all day. I mean, we started talking to people today at 3 o'clock.
I know you were high on Justin Britt last year. Do you see a little bit of that same kind of tenacity in Mitch's game? Obviously, they play in the same school, same system.
I like the way he plays football, and I think the coaches at Missouri have done a really nice job in developing him as he comes along. And, you know, it's interesting because what they do is they play them at multiple positions during their career, and that's helpful when they get to the National Football League.
One last one.
Go ahead.
How important was it for you to not just find good football players with these picks, but find good football players at positions of need with these picks? Because you can look at the three guys you made, or God, the four guys you picked already, and say, hey, there's a hole here, or at least there needs to be more depth here. So it wasn't just taking the best player. It was the best player at position of need, too. How important was it to kind of get that immediate help at these positions?
Well, it's always important whenever you can improve your roster. That's always important. Then on top of that, you get players that can contribute right away. That's important as well. Maybe that tells us we have more holes in our roster than we think we do.